A resident I spoke with tells me the deer in Port Jefferson have hit cars, they have ticks, and eat vegetable gardens. The mayor telling Newsday there are up to 500 deer in the area and they need to be controlled, and she is considering hiring hunters. The venison from the deer killed would be given to local food banks. However, DJ Schubert, a biologist from the Animal Welfare Institute, says there are non-lethal ways like contraceptives that are proven to work. And he says killing the deer has the opposite effect because there are fewer deer, the ones left.
They're not competing with other deer for the food, and then they end up giving birth to twins more frequently, and they quickly rebuild the population, and ultimately the population will increase above and beyond the original limit. So with lethal control, you're in this never-ending vicious cycle of having to, you know, kill deer year after year after year. I mean, frankly, that's the fundamental basis of sport hunting.
Calls to get comments from the mayor were not returned. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.